Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
All right, we broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. This is the 7th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2017. We almost at the end, brothers.
Yes, Lord.
And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast.
Amen.
I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast, Pastor James A. Dansman. Our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Minister Milton Dudley is with us as well, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And it's our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Amen. Praise God. God bless, brother. Good to be here this afternoon.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. It's a good just any time to be able to discuss God's truth. And we've been laboring here for the last few weeks on a very important subject, fivefold ministry. And we're taking them one by one and just trying to see whether or not these positions, these offices are yet operating in the church today. There are many disputes concerning this, subject, but we're hoping that God will help us to bring some clarity into it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Special, we're here in Birmingham, Alabama, and most of you people know that. And we got a special election coming up here on Tuesday.
Very important.
And we still going to deal with prophecy, but we believe that even the things that are happening today are fulfillment of prophecy. So we're going to kind of move into that area just a little bit just tonight because of the coming election that's coming up and see how prophecy fits into the scheme of things. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. But we're going to ask, first of all, before we get started, we'll ask Minister Pierce to ask God's blessing upon the broadcast tonight.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To
yes,
ask Lord. You to open up our listeners' minds and
Please,
hearts
Lord.
For this special edition discussion, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just pray that people will lead and be led by the Holy Spirit, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just pray that people are open to the truth about what prophets and God's word is today about this situation, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, bless all the speakers today during our discussion, dear Lord.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Just thank you in Jesus'
thank you, Lord.
Name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fivefold ministry, brothers, 4:11, Ephesians 4:11. Kevin, would you read that again, please?
And he gave some, meaning God, he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
Amen.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
Yes.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Fivefold ministry to God. The gifts that God, the gifted men that God gave to the church in order to build the church. And we've said over and over again that they were a foundational people that laid the foundation. Amen.
Amen.
And for that reason, we don't believe that we should continue to lay the foundation, but we should move on to build upon that structure. Amen.
Amen.
We do not believe that the office of the prophets, as it was in the Old Testament, are in operation today.
That's right.
That's I don't, and I you guys are in concurrence with that, aren't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
We don't believe it, but we do believe that prophecy is alive and well today. Is that correct, brother?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:29, Brother Dudley, I'll read that for us, 29, what it says.
It said, let the prophet speak two or three.
Okay.
And let the other judge.
Mm-hmm.
If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one.
Oh, yes. Mm-mm-mm.
That all may learn and all may be comforted.
Amen.
Amen.
All may prophesy. Oh. So now there is prophecy taking place today. Is that
the
correct?
Gift. Amen.
The
Amen.
Gift of prophecy.
The gift.
And, but not in the same manner as the Old Testament prophet, because we have the Word of God before us today,
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit to kind of navigate us through as we learn what the Spirit is saying to the church. So there's no need for these special men, but all men are now open
if the
Holy Spirit so desire, and if we are open
Amen.
To the Holy Spirit to speak through
Come
us.
On, okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
That's
right.
Amen. Is that
That's
what
clear.
We mean?
Clear as day,
Amen.
Good.
Amen. And down through the ages, God has used many people to prophesy. Am I right about that?
Amen.
That's right.
That's
good
right.
people, that's right. bad people, rich people, poor people, mm-hmm. common people, then even the kings, Darius and all of them kings that were not God.
Amen.
Okay. All of them.
Surely wasn't saved.
That's right. They mm-hmm. wasn't saved. But did that hinder God from you?
No.
Amen.
Not at
all. So we're in agreement that God can use anyone he want to use,
amen,
to prophesy his word, to speak his word.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Use a donkey, then.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
He did.
He used a donkey. So that's very plain. God can use whoever he want to. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the eyes of the world is upon, especially the United States of America, is upon Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We are Alabamians. We're born and raised
amen.
Here in Alabama.
Right. Amen.
And we have a very special election coming up. And I do believe that not just in the USA, but throughout the world, in many pockets of the world, mm-hmm. their eyes are looking upon the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they really themselves don't know why.
All right.
Okay. Why is little Alabama become so important
in the big scheme of things.
Amen. And President Trump made an announcement here this past week, brethren. Day before yesterday. One of them.
Yeah. Yesterday.
He made a very startling announcement that the city of Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
would become the capital city. And brethren, let me tell you something. He has raised a ruckus.
Mm.
He has raised the hair on the back of many
necks.
many backs and necks. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now in the past now, there have been five or six presidents
mm-hmm.
that have stated these words. This should be done. This should be done.
Should be.
Okay. Jerusalem should be named the capital city.
Capital city.
They have stated it over and over again, but none of them made the move.
That's right.
Mm.
That's right.
To do it. Amen?
Amen.
Only President Trump, praise God, only President Trump has been bold enough.
Amen.
Okay.
To do what we know, what I know, is in line with prophecy, lining up. He seemed to be lining mm-hmm. up. The world.
Wow.
With the prophecy of the word of God. Putting the spotlight on Jerusalem.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. where the spotlight going to be at.
That's right.
When Amen. Christ come back again.
Yeah.
That's
and,
right.
And all through the word of God. Even the Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. That's
and
right.
then Jesus said in Revelation, talking about the new Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem.
Coming down. And brother, this locale is what's... It ain't so much the people.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Because they'll know better than anybody else.
It's a parcel of land.
Right. It's a parcel. It's a piece of land. Do you see how mad these people are over there? It's not just the Palestinians and Turkey.
Okay.
All these nations are in an uproar
because
of Jerusalem being named the capital city.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Brother, this is prophecy being fulfilled.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is God using President Trump, whether he know it or not. And I actually don't believe he knows that.
That's right.
That's right.
No, I agree.
That's right.
I don't
that's
believe fine. He know it. I don't
agree.
Believe he know
I
it.
Agree.
But God, he don't have to know it for God
don't
to
have
use
to know.
It. Praise God. God use whoever he wants to.
That's right.
To.
That's
when,
right.
Whenever he wants to. Amen.
Amen.
But right now, the attention is focused upon Jerusalem.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Worldwide. And this is the way God would have it, because the attention will in the future be focused upon Jerusalem. Even mm-hmm. in the tribulation period, the Bible talks about it's that city. That's why the Antichrist wants to set his headquarters up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. In Jerusalem.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
There's no other place but mm-hmm. Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
One quick question.
Go ahead.
Any of the modern day prophets, well, all the people, all the men on this panel,
boy.
I want to
oh,
answer.
Boy.
Any of the oh, modern boy. Day prophets that we've talked about or that you may know about, are any of them prophesying this message?
Well, closer to it would be Haggai.
Mm-hmm.
Haggai would be close to it. But Haggai, he lifts up the people.
Mm-hmm. Not the location.
Not the location. And I'm telling you something, brother.
Okay.
God ain't happy with the mess the people are doing in Jerusalem.
Oh, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Homosexual
parade.
Parade.
The biggest in the world.
In Jerusalem.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. biggest
so,
in the world.
So God is not lifting up these people now. I know he's not, but he has established Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
As the place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh? where he not only walked the streets and born in that locale, close to that locale, but also he will come back in
his
feet.
That's the return, it's by, yeah. To the land on the mountain over there.
Amen, amen. Now, what I'm saying is this here. What God is showing me is God is using Trump here.
Mm-hmm.
To usher in or align us, the city of Jerusalem, with the end time prophecy.
Mm. Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
God is using him. Mm. And I'm talking about, this is why people are so upset. You know, they are upset. Why? Because the devil himself know that this was a bold move.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, this was a bold move.
Very much so.
Like, say, from Carter to Kennedy, Bushes, both of the Bushes and the Clintons and all of them, and the Barack Obama.
They talked about
it.
All
Reagan,
of
them. Reagan was
all of them. All of them agreed that this should is the be. Right thing to do.
Okay.
Tel Aviv,
okay.
The capital city.
Never made the move.
Yeah.
But it took a wily coyote. Like Trump to make this move, and only he could do it. And like I said, I believe he did it simply because the Spirit of God was moving upon him, to make this
to
move.
Do so. Mm-hmm.
And not caring about the repercussions.
Okay,
that's right.
Okay,
there's gonna be some.
Let me tell you something, brother. And if they could, they would hang him and skin him and bury me in quicksand right now. If they could. But I'm gonna tell you something. When God got his arms around you,
when God
got his hands upon you,
okay.
If
okay.
God be for us,
oh my.
What the words?
Who can be
come
us?
On now.
Who can be us?
Better yet, the heart of the king.
Wow.
Okay. Wait a minute now. Y'all act like y'all believe that book.
Okay.
Y'all believe that word.
I believe the word.
Got to.
The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord.
Amen. But you know, Pastor, you just mentioned the presidents who they campaigned on that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They campaigned because they knew, a majority of people knew the truth of God's word. They knew that prophecy.
That's right.
Christ was to return.
And again, we're not lifting up the Jewish people.
No, we're not doing that.
I mean, I want you, brother, to understand that, too. Mm-hmm. We're not lifting up the Jewish people. We're lifting up a locale that God himself has ordained to be the place where his name.
From the beginning.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
From the very
beginning. Oh, boy.
From Genesis.
From the start.
All the way down the line. All the way down the line.
That's where he came the first time.
Yes. The promised land.
Yeah. Okay. And listen to, now, when Kevin said that.
Okay.
You know, I thought about this. Now, you said the heart of the king.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
See. Don't care whether he's a so-called good king
or
bad king.
You mean that don't make no difference?
Don't make no difference.
It's too many examples.
King got to be a godly king.
Mm. Got to be no godly.
He don't even have to know the word of God.
You don't have to know.
No, he ain't have to know the word of God.
Too many examples in the Bible showing you don't have to be a good king.
That's right.
Okay?
That's
used by the king.
Okay. That's right.
Oh, boy.
To do his will.
That's right.
His will.
That's right.
King of kings.
Okay. King of kings.
Potiphar's wife had her blinders on, and she was laying in her bed with her net around her bed to keep the bugs from biting her, and God put a green dream in her heart.
That's right.
And told her to get your rump up and go tell your husband. Don't touch that man.
Yes.
Touch
him. Where did that come from?
Don't touch
him. That's right. Don't touch that man, Jesus Christ.
Don't touch him.
Huh? God can do it. He said he make us willing in the day of his power. Is that what the Bible says?
That's what it says.
Amen. But now, Trump is he's hated, brother. You know, he was hated before this.
Oh, yeah.
Was he hated before this?
Man, what you talking about?
And he is sure enough hated now, brother. I'm talking about they coming out the woodwork. Against him right now.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but there's a spiritual component to this whole thing, brother.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't natural hate. This is spiritual. This is mad dog hatred.
I don't know why I hate him, but I hate him.
There's a man in this election you talking about that's hated like that.
Trump has endorsed. He done reached down in Alabama.
Amen.
The hit town, Birmingham, Alabama.
Where us is.
That's right.
Amen. And he has endorsed Roy Moore.
Roy Moore.
Now, at first, he was drawing back or pulling back from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that?
Okay, yeah.
But now he's coming out clearly,
publicly.
Yes, sir. Yeah. To endure. Now let me say this right now. I am a Christian, brothers.
That's right. Amen. First. That's right. First of all,
I'm a Christian first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I am not a Republican, and I am not a Democrat.
Okay.
And I think that's the position, should be the position should of all Christians. Should be the position.
Yes.
Amen. My vote actually is for the Bible or Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
But now, since the Christ ain't running for office.
He ain't on the ballot.
They won't put him on the ballot. But there are some people that represent him.
Okay.
And his word and what he stands for. And these are the people that we stand behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whether they be rich or poor, whether Republican they be common or royalty, it doesn't matter if Republican or Democrat. These are the people that we stand with.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
We follow, we Christ said, follow me.
Paul said that.
But now Trump endorsed our man for the Senate race. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Against the wishes.
Okay.
No.
Yes. Of the mafia establishment in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I guess. Now. As long as his political aspirations were confined to the Hicktown, Alabama.
Okay. Right.
My grandma was all right.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Fine. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. You know, he's insignificant. He's down there. They down there in Alabama. Yeah, what? Alabama counts for nothing.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. But now his aspiration by the inspiration of God went outside of Alabama.
And make a national impact.
Oh, boy.
International impact.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
The country boy want to go to Washington, D.C.
The country mouse want to go to the city.
Oh, boy. Now we got a problem.
That was a cartoon.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. 40 years of politics in Alabama.
Okay.
No words. No anything against him at all.
At all.
Is that kind of ironic, brothers? But now, since he decided that he wanted to go to Washington and serve, now we got all kinds of accusations. And I say accusation because it hadn't
that's
been
what they are. Right. That's right.
Yes,
that's
they are just accusations.
Accusations.
That's what they are.
But they have come out of the woodwork now.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Wait a minute, though, Pastor.
What's that?
Most of the woodwork rotted because they had to reach back 4 decades to get it.
Yes.
They done
Roy Moore, 70 years old.
Some more.
What?
He's 70 years old?
Yeah. 4 decades.
Yeah. And
for all of us who don't know what a decade is, that's 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years.
A decade is 10 years.
Yeah.
Four.
Well, brother, you're trying to tell me that this is kind of ironic that, nothing has come up in all those years, but all of a sudden they're digging up stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but maybe that's just a coincidence.
It's
got to be a coincidence. It could be.
No, brother, sir.
I mean, come on y'all Alabama folk can't think that deep. Now,
you would have thought the same sex thing when he was standing on that would have came up.
Yes!
Fired him as a Supreme Court judge and hired him back. You would think that would have came up then. You would have think it would have came up when he was standing for the Ten Commandments. It didn't come up then.
You know why?
Yeah.
You want me to tell you why, brother?
Why?
Because if it had came up, the reason would have to come up. Why they fired him. What he was standing for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, everybody not against the Ten Commandments.
Bro. Okay,
everybody not against the monument, God's word.
Wait a minute now. Now, see, when Kevin brought that up.
Okay.
And Tony, you what you just said now, listen. Yeah. The Ten Commandments.
Okay.
In Montgomery.
Okay. Right.
Chief Justice job.
Right. Okay. Right.
In Alabama. Little old Hicktown, Alabama.
Right, okay, right, all right.
But see, he head to the big house.
He's going to Washington. He's
going to the big house.
This has international impact.
Okay. You all right long you stay in Alabama.
Yeah. We don't count down here.
You don't count down here.
Yeah, we got wind of that little fuss, but that ain't Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got you, bro.
Gotcha. I hear you.
So in other words, he's ruffled the feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Of the higher
establishment.
Echelon. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Up in D.C. Is that what he's on now?
Absolutely.
But now, I thank God. God using Trump. I believe that, brother. I believe that to the day I die, that he's using Trump in this endorsement of Roy Moore down here in Alabama, because Roy Moore stands for the Word of God.
Amen.
He stands for the Word of God. I'm not saying he's a perfect person. That's nobody's right. perfect.
No,
you know?
No.
But
not at all.
But the things that have come up against him are pure accusations.
That's right.
Accusations. And some of them have been refuted already.
That's right. Some of them have shot down.
Sure, sure. But why now? Why now? 1 Corinthians 1:27-28, brother, says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Base things are mighty. Washington, D.C., mafia, mighty. And base things of the world, things which are despised. Trump despised? Watch the despised things now.
More despised.
Has God chosen, yea, things which are not, they're nobody. Alabama State, nobody's. Things, put the spotlight on us, right? Things which are not to bring to naught the things that are.
To bring to naught.
Bring them down.
It's some things going on, as we all know, that are coming out of Washington, D.C., that are not pleased, that are straight against the Word of God.
Oh, yes.
That bring to naught. You don't think God could be setting the stage to set some things straight, do you?
Yes, sir. I think we're in a great movement of God, brethren. Just like, just to move away from this right quick, you know, the gentleman today said, James, what you think about the fires in California? I said, brother, well, I'm going to tell you exactly what the Word of God says. It ain't going to be water the next time. It's going to be fire. And he just beginning in California, because California is the headquarters of immorality.
Amen.
Immorality was born in the Garden of Eden.
You get labeled crazy saying things like that, pal.
God just put it, look here.
That don't mean nothing.
How do you explain the fires and the 70 miles wind fire
jump?
They said a fire jumped over a 7-lane highway.
Fire jump.
Like it was animated. Yeah. Like it was alive. Brother, the judgment of God. God said it'd be fire next time. And California is one of the most immoral.
Oh, yeah. Trendsetter.
Immorality. And God, you going to tell me God is pleased with that?
Not at all.
But he's trying to give them a chance. Thank God he ain't burned all of the houses up yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
But I hope they get the message. But let's go back now. Psalm 69:4 says what? Read that, Tony.
They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head.
What?
Man.
They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully. Are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away.
Oh, boy. Well, hate me without a cause. So Psalm 109, Kevin, what that says? Let's get over that.
For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue.
Oh boy.
They compass me about also with words of hatred. And fought against me without a cause.
What has Trump done, brothers? The man don't eat smoke cigarettes. Because I know we know that from his past, he like women. Yes, I understand that. And maybe he's made done some things wrong in that area. But this ain't the worst man in the world.
That's right.
President Clinton turned the White House into a whole house. But yet still, they love him.
Okay.
Why is it that this man is hated so?
Good question.
What is it about him, spiritually speaking, that the devil sees that he's inciting riots in his people to come against this man?
Yeah. Okay.
Tell me, brother.
And these are the folks that voted for him, if you want to get deep with it. These are some of the people
who voted for him
now have a problem
have
with
him. Have turned against him.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual thing, brother.
That's what it is.
What about John 15? Christ says that all this was coincide with what happened to him, too. What, read that.
But it cometh to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. Mm-hmm. They hated me without a cause.
So they were talking about Christ up there.
That's right.
That's right.
And Christ said, if they hate me, they hate what?
You. That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
So all of us that are side with Christ, you know, in the word of God, in this election, then we're going to be hated, right?
In the same manner.
And we've been warned, Pastor.
Amen.
We've been warned. He said they'll do this to a green tree.
Oh, God. What the hell? Okay. Dry.
Okay.
And we know how quick dry trees burn, don't we?
Yeah.
But y'all understand what we said. We are hated also because we stand firmly upon the word of God. Amen.
That's amen.
Right. Wrong boys hated. They just got accusation for it.
Can you see, Pastor, that Psalm we just read, that 109 and that 69? Can't you see Judge Mo just drawing comfort from that scripture going through?
I'm sure he know it. Yeah. I'm sure he know he's been chosen for this hour.
Absolutely.
He's been chosen for this hour to take the blunt of the insults, accusations, and all of that, because if Christ had to go through it,
we
know that we're not exempt.
Yeah.
We're not exempt from the accusations and not even the crucifixions. You
what
know?
About these people who calling themselves Christians who refuse to stand here, though?
Boy, now we got another problem, brothers.
We got
another problem here because our church, why is church folks endorsing Mo's opposition here? Why is it that church? I look at television, brother, and I see a bunch of people. Of course, they're black and white, but right now I'm concerned about the black people.
Yes, sir.
Why are church folks?
Well, let me ask you this, Pastor. This is a better question. Well, I'm gonna use your word. Just as good a question. Listen, this man. Openly, and let's make it clear, we're not endorsing any candidate, offices, we're just speaking facts here.
Say it again.
This man openly endorsed abortion up to birth.
Okay. Doug Jones.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
up to birth.
Well, now, I hear you making that statement, but now, I know that I've heard Moore say that this is where he stands on issues. But I never heard him refute the fact that he was for abortions.
Okay.
He never refuted it. One time.
Mm.
Gay marriage, he never said one time.
Mm-hmm.
He refuted a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm for the amendment, Second Amendment. I'm for the
I'm a steel worker son.
I locked up the men that bombed the church.
I'm for all this. But he never refuted the fact.
That he stands for that.
Out of all the commercials you hear every five minutes.
Yes.
You're right. You would think that he would spend time.
He cannot. He cannot. Because all you got to do is type it in and you can hear him saying it.
Now, my question is what is it that Moore pointed here, Doug, Mr. Jones? What is he offering these people that would cause them to endorse murder here, brothers? And abortions and homosexuality, gay marriage, rather than do it God's way. The church folks now. What did they gain here?
Pastor, have you ever ate any of that macaroni and cheese they made with that block that they give you a can? You remember the can?
The JFK stuff.
You ever ate in a macaroni and cheese made with that? Well, you ain't never had none that
good.
Man,
it's good. That was some good cheese.
He ain't going to cut that out. He ain't going to cut that out. He going to make sure you keep getting that.
You think they sell out for a block of cheese, bro? Wait a minute now. We're pretty tough people now. But what is he offering all these people? What is the end game here? To abortion is murder, brothers. Do we agree that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Thou shalt not murder. Abortion is murder.
That's right.
What is Mr. Jones offering these good church folks?
Of all things, what abortion should be offensive to any and every black person.
Mm-hmm. Why you say that, Kevin?
Come on now, make it clear.
Okay,
because abortion and Planned Parenthood is the number one killer of black people. Mm-hmm. That's the most dangerous place in the black woman.
Well, that can't be one of the motivating factors for abortion, though, can it? Was it not brought forward? I tell you what.
Mm-mm.
Look, go in our community. Okay. Google abortion clinics and see where they located.
Yeah,
in the low income communities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now he's offering them benefits, but he also allowing them to kill their babies, right?
And
we know that that's, well, brother, let me tell you something. Can I drop something on y'all?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know we might run a little bit over our regular time because this is Eyes on Alabama tonight, tomorrow and the next day until Tuesday, amen?
Yes,
but, Bert, let me, David murdered a man.
Yes, he did.
And he plotted it.
Yeah,
before he done it. Now, I'm putting that in the vernacular of premeditated abortion.
Yeah.
How long they consider those subjects before they find
anybody whoever aborted a child thought about it. Sure. They planned to go to a clinic to have it done. That's premeditation.
Mm,
that's
right. And the clinic didn't send them back home and said, think about it for 2 weeks.
No. And definitely didn't say they weren't going to do it.
That's right. They definitely did not say they was not going to perform the abortion. Right.
You want to know when?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was David's punishment? For murdering a man, plotting to murder a man, and murdering that man, what was his punishment?
His sword still in his house.
Did God tear up his house?
Tear up his house.
Yes.
Tear up his house.
Is that right?
That's right.
Tear up his house.
Well, it's black folks' house torn up.
Oh, yes, man. It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now. Talk to me, brother.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Murder, black on black crime.
Everywhere.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's
rampant.
I can't make no sense of it. Why are black people killing black people? Well, you know, you endorse murder, don't you?
You just made sense.
Okay.
You want black in the neighborhood. Okay. Trump going to take the Planned Parenthood's money.
Fund it. Yeah, they fund it.
Moore say he going to take the money from them.
Okay.
But Doug ain't going to take no money.
Doug ain't taking nothing. Doug giving him some money.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now, endorsing murder, there's a repercussion.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is that. Since you guys want to embrace murder, it seems God is saying to me, since many people, especially the black community, because this is what the abortion was first targeted toward, I believe.
Okay.
That.
That's right. Okay.
Since the black neighborhood, since you're going to endorse murder and embrace Planned Parenthood, then I'm going to let you taste a little bit. The spirit of murder in your family,
rampant.
In your home,
rampant.
In your community.
Okay.
Brother, that's what we have today.
Wow.
We asked for it, and we got it. Amen.
And
amen.
It's so bad, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we was hearing about the two brothers last week.
Yes.
The one shot his brother and turned the gun on himself.
And the brother of his mother.
And see, we got to remember, too.
What's that?
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, "Whosoever shed man blood,
by his blood, shall his blood
by
be shed.
His blood be
man shall shed his blood. Right?
That's right.
Did what God said?
That's the charge for it.
Well, you mentioned this, Pastor. I think in a sermon a week before, but
what's that?
It may have been a sermon that I heard, but if the blood of one man, Abel,
cried out.
One man
blood. He heard the voice of one man blood.
One man.
That's
what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So now you're talking about millions and millions of children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just at the abortion clinic. We ain't even
back at it.
We ain't got into none of that. Or even the black on black crime we've been talking about.
Okay.
Or the black or the school shootings or any of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The problem we having in our neighborhood, I believe, is a result of the decisions we made to kill our children.
Yes, I agree with that.
Huh? Yeah. And these candidates that embrace this genocide is what it is.
That's what it is.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Removing the lower IQ people from the earth.
Right,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
We know they go way back.
Margaret Sanger.
Amen. That's right. Okay, now here's another question, y'all gentlemen. How is it that Moses' opponent play on the emotions of blacks to turn them against God's word? Now, Kevin, you know, you've been getting mail. Brother and sister, and here in Alabama, we've been flooded with
flyers,
literature.
Every day.
Showing how mean and how low down and how no good Judge Moore is.
That's right.
And then his opponent is showing how he stood firm to help bring it to justice the men that killed the little girls.
Right, the four little girls.
Yeah. And what other? He has some other things, too.
Yeah, we have these flyers that come from Doug Jones talking about Roy Moore.
Okay,
and some examples of these flyers are you'll see a KKK guy with a burning cross in the yard.
And it'll
say, Roy Moore endorsed the KKK.
And then
it'll say something like, Doug Jones was the one to stand against
the KKK. Against the KKK
for the four little girls.
Right, right.
And then they have a flyer showing a white water fountain and a black water fountain.
Okay.
And then it says, Roy Moore is trying to bring this back.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something?
And I find it insulting.
Is that insulting? Why is that insulting you, brother?
Because none of those flyers talk about the political issues.
Okay.
If we're so ignorant that we can't understand the political issues, they pull on our heartstrings.
Yeah.
They pull on black people who have been hurt by racial injustice and racism.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Kevin, what are you saying? You're saying that they realize and they know that and they believe that blacks still have the plantation mentality.
And can be triggered by that.
That's right.
Wow, it's triggered. To bring that up, the subject up, it triggers something and
to make me emotional.
And to be negative and it's to the point where, well, you know, I can't go forward, I can't do this because you know, slavery, you know that we I just
still
can't
just throw all reasoning out the window. They just showed me a burning cross. They said Roy Moore is supporting it. So now y'all can just have abortion. Y'all have it.
So in other words, they're playing on our emotions.
And intelligence.
Amen.
They don't think we have intelligence. You're from Alabama, aren't you? Alabama don't have no intelligence.
And black Christians, in my opinion, black Christians should be more than just black.
Okay.
They should be in Christ.
In Christ.
And if any time I can show you a water fountain or a burning cross and it triggers something in you, black Christian,
yes.
You out of place.
Amen. So they play on our emotions, and then they really touch upon that attitude that most of us have. Somebody gonna give us something for nothing.
Definitely.
We gonna help y'all.
That's it.
They ain't gonna help y'all.
That's it, right?
We gonna help y'all. We gonna help y'all. But now, what says the word of God? What does it profit a man
to gain the whole world?
And
that's
what?
Right.
Lose his soul.
And true help comes from the Lord.
You mean I'm going to turn from God and God's word, my creator, my maker, the one that I got to stand in eternity before him. I'm going to turn away for a bag of rice and some beans. And for something you can't keep anyway. And some equal opportunity and
that's what they call it.
Some diversity and unity and my goodness.
Brother, I think they playing on
the
brother.
It's a sad effect.
So, do y'all think this is the spirit of Antichrist, though, brother?
Yes.
Huh?
I don't think it, Pastor. I'm pretty sure.
In our churches, though.
I mean, we are
the churches.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can understand, to a certain extent, the world.
That seducing spirit.
It's a seducing spirit that have caused our people to turn from God.
That's right.
To turn from God.
That's right.
And to support someone that he offering a lot of things here, but he's not offering the word of God. He's not offering. He say he's a Christian, though. And I'm an astronaut.
we got to remember too now that everybody in the church ain't saved.
Amen.
That's true.
You know, he said, "Let the wheat and tare grow together."
Amen.
Now I'll separate.
Okay.
And Kevin mentioned you left out one too, Kevin, with them flies.
Okay.
He had one that said, "Roy Moore is trying to take your vote right
away." Oh yeah, with the guys with the signs.
With the signs.
Yeah, it was some guys signs back in the
60s. He's trying to take your voting rights away.
Yeah.
Again.
It says something like, in 1965, we fought for this privilege.
Yep.
Yes.
But Roy Moore is taking this privilege.
That is amazing, isn't it?
It shows some guys in black and white photos with signs. Yeah, man, come on.
Not only are they disrespecting the mentality of the black people, but Alabama, period.
They said the whole state of Alabama
is a backwoods state.
And if Roy Moore win, man, Alabama, boy, you can't even say you from Alabama.
Amen. But
you can't.
But you
won't be able to say it.
Let's go to the big picture now. What is Washington afraid of here?
I think they're afraid of the conservative views that Roy Moore will bring to the Senate. Mm-hmm. Not saying that his one conservative view will do that, but he will influence other people who've been jelly-backed to stand along with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I think. But now his opponent says he's able to work with everybody.
That's what he's saying.
But Roy Moore cannot work with everybody.
Right.
Well, I got news for him. I can't work with everybody.
Okay.
I don't agree with everybody.
If you have a stance.
Okay. That sounds like if you can have a stance. Work with everybody.
That's right. Christ said mm-hmm. he came mm-hmm. to bring a soul.
Division.
He said that.
Come out from among them.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So amen. You asked the question, Pastor, what is Washington, D.C. scared of?
What they're afraid of.
And Minister Pierce answered that just spot on.
Okay.
But I think it's more of a fight, and we know it's more spirit. It's a spiritual fight.
Yeah, it's
spiritual. They're very afraid of the word of God. You can see that.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that when our last president, 44, did away with his first order of business, was do away with National Day of Prayer
mm-hmm.
in
Amen.
The White House.
Amen.
So we know they're afraid of the word of God there, and they know this man has a reputation
right.
for mm-hmm. standing on the word of God.
That's true.
Okay.
You ever see what happened when you put salt on snail?
Oh, man.
If we only knew how many buildings in Washington D.C. got pagan, figures engraved on those. Mm-hmm. Washington D.C. is dedicated to the devil.
Yes.
It's consecrated and dedicated to the devil. Yeah. And Roy Moore is like salt. He go up there,
man.
He go up there with Mountain. All that Jesus, all that. Let me say something. We're going to get ready to close it out.
Yeah, man, know, when you're talking about Roy Moore going up there to Washington, I thought about the apostles in the book of Acts.
Oh, what's that?
They said they turned this world upside down.
That's right.
Oh, that's a few men.
That's what they're afraid of.
That's right.
Yes. A man that speak the word of God boldly.
Boldly.
You know, he would have an effect on so many other Christian brothers and sisters up
there.
That's right. When you ain't got nobody that's speaking really boldly.
Boldly speak.
And don't care whether you take this job or that job.
Oh, boy. That's good. Come boldly before the
They're afraid that's going to be contagious.
That's right. It will be contagious. It would energize a lot of these laid back so-called Christians.
There you go, Pastor. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These fence rattlers.
Amen. Yeah. But Kevin, let's close it. Let's wind him up here. Like I said, we got this important race coming up, and God, we believe God is using even President Trump at this time.
That's right.
To prophesy, and to speak His word.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, let's sum it up. Let's go sum it up before we close out here.
We're still talking about the office of prophet and the fivefold ministries, but we're saying here that anybody can be used to prophesy. We're not endorsing any candidate or any party.
Very true.
What we're doing today is exposing the supernatural will of God that's moving in current events today.
Yes, Lord.
We really want you to see that, and if you see it that way, it's very exciting.
Amen. Tony?
Well, people, once again, this has been very informative to me.
And
I just thank God for the opportunity to stand on his word.
And
that there is a candidate that stands on his word, and we have a chance to stand, with the word of God.
Amen. Through him.
Okay, now, what's really so spectacular to me is the timing of it all.
The timing of it all.
And anyone who don't have his head stuck in the sand, see the age of the Supreme Court we have there. So this Senate seat is very important.
Very important
to a lot of the appointments we
and
may
he
be
know
having.
All them laws about that too.
Absolutely.
He just ain't no regular guy. He done been a Supreme Court justice.
Like Pastor said, I think he was raised up for just a time like this.
Amen.
But people, we need to be praying.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to tell you who to vote for. I will say you need to get out and vote.
Amen.
You need to get out and vote.
Amen.
But do your leg work and don't believe everything you see on the national media. Do your little research.
And
vote Bible. When it's all said and done, vote Bible.
Amen. That's a good word there. Go ahead, Mill.
Everything going down. Mm-hmm. But the word of God. And like we said, why are they so afraid?
Yes.
For Roy Moore to come up to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Why?
We know why.
That's right.
Because it's a spiritual warfare.
Amen. Amen.
It's a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
right.
And, you know, God people know what kind of situation they're in.
Yes.
Because he said, think it not strange when fiery times come against
that's
you.
That's right. Amen.
And so this is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we serve a sovereign God.
Yes, Lord.
He's using Trump. He's using Roy Moore.
Amen.
And
amen.
Anybody else he want to use.
Yes.
That's right.
For his purpose and his will.
Amen. Amen. Heaven amen. And earth shall pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said, my word shall not pass away.
Not pass away.
And brother, I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the word of God.
Amen.
And when, like I said many times, you know, when mother go against God's word, mm-hmm. I go against mother.
Go against mother.
Amen. Absolutely. Because God's word is true.
Yes. Amen.
And like I said again, praise God, you do go out and vote this coming Tuesday. But remember, if you're a believer, if you trust in God, you ought to stand on God's word.
Amen. God's word.
Amen. And I know sin is sin. There's a lot of sins involved. But let me tell you something, brethren. Murder is a crucial thing. And many people are endorsing murder today. And this is not what God would have. So we're just going to leave you with a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name,
Jesus,
we bless
man.
You today. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that your word might penetrate our hearts and minds. And Lord, that we might come to the consensus view that your word has preeminence
mm-hmm.
over every word,
yes,
every man,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
And God, help us to stand on your word. And mm-hmm. when we're done all, Lord, help us to still stand.
Still stand.
And Lord God, we'll give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.